From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. Today is the deadline and still no nuclear agreement with Iran. As the hours tick down to a self-imposed midnight deadline, negotiators for six world powers in Iran worked late Monday to try to reach a framework agreement designed to restrain Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged difficult issues remain. His spokesperson Marie Harf in Washington Monday said one of those issues is uranium enrichment stockpiles.
This is still one of the outstanding issues. What's important to us is that we can get agreement about the path for them to basically get rid of a large part of their stockpile so that the remaining stockpile, when put together with the number of centrifuges, the type of centrifuges, all of the different parts of the equation, gets us to a year breakout time.
Another issue is ongoing enrichment activity at the secretive underground Fordo nuclear plant in northern Iran. Nigeria's main opposition challenger, Muhammadu Buhari, has a slight lead over President Goodluck Jonathan in partial returns from Saturday's presidential election. Mr. Buhari winning 10 states, Mr. Jonathan 8, and the Federal Capital Territory. Election monitors are expressing concern over allegations of voting irregularities. Hannah Roberts is the deputy chief observer for the European Union.
We saw some procedural irregularities during voting and counting, with procedures not always being followed. For example, results at polling unit level were not always publicly displayed. Collation was further problematic with, for example, results from polling units not always arriving intact.
To win outright, a presidential candidate needs a majority of the nationwide vote, at least a quarter of the ballots in two-thirds of the country's 36 states and the capital. Nigerians also cast ballots for parliament seats. This is VOA News. A UN envoy told the Security Council Monday the militant Islamist group Boko Haram failed to disrupt the Nigerian election. But Mohammed Ibn Chambas warned the group's recent announcement of allegiance to the Islamic State group shows it has an international agenda.
The impacts of Boko Haram's attacks have been manifold, overlapping with the regional impact of other crises, notably the one in the Central African Republic. Countries such as Cameroon, Chad, and Niger are now facing humanitarian and human rights consequences as a result of the group's activities.
Chambas also telling the council Boko Haram has been weakened by a joint military operation involving troops from Chad and Cameroon, Niger, as well as Nigeria, but it is also still committing horrendous acts against civilians, targeting schools that are looted and destroyed. Guinea has closed its border with Sierra Leone as part of a new effort to stamp out Ebola. In recent days, President Alpha Conde announced the emergency measures to be reinforced for 45 days in five districts with the onset of new deadly virus cases. In Sierra Leone, a three-day national lockdown ended Sunday, the second in 6 months. Officials say some 40 bodies and nearly 200 sick people were taken from their homes in the western area, which includes the capital Freetown. Here in the U.S., an American healthcare worker who contracted the disease while working in Sierra Leone has been listed as improved from critical to fair condition. Tunisia's National Bardo Museum reopened to the public Monday following the March 18 terrorist attack that killed 21 people, mostly foreign tourists.
Aujourd'hui, nous voulons tourner la page.
Tunisia's tourism minister, Salma Elloumi Rekik, says the country wants to turn the page and be positive. The museum was to have reopened a week ago, but that was delayed due to security concerns. An airstrike near a refugee camp in Yemen Monday killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens more, the latest violence in the war-torn Arabian Peninsula country. Humanitarian workers said the bombing targeted a nearby military installation in the northern district of Harad. Since last Thursday, a Saudi-led coalition has conducted an aerial bombardment campaign throughout the country against Yemen's Houthi Shiite rebels. After seizing the capital Sana'a last year, the Houthis advanced toward the southern port city of Aden. Malaysian authorities have arrested five employees of a private news website, placing them under investigation for sedition. It's viewed by some as the government's latest attempt at stifling dissent or free speech. The Malaysian Insider says three editors, a publisher, and a chief executive were arrested, apparently over a recent report that claimed the government rejected a proposal for allowing tough Islamic law punishments. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.